You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with Chris Haft, our MLB.com Giants reporter. And Chris, happy new year to you. Hopefully 2018 is a bounce back season for the San Francisco Giants.
They hope so too, Tim. Thanks for the kind wishes. They fully expect that they'll make some improvement, and trading for Evan Longoria of Tampa Bay, formerly of Tampa Bay, was one first step.
Yeah, certainly was, and I know you covered that a lot on the last podcast. I wasn't here for that one, but Longoria is in the mix now at third base. I guess my biggest question about this deal is it makes a lot of sense for the Giants as they try to win. I had heard a lot of good things about Christian Arroyo. You look at this deal and how it pans out. Were the Giants still high on Arroyo when they made this deal, or for some reason were they not as high on him as they had been at one time?
I think a little bit of the bloom was off the rose, so to speak, due to his injury problems. But I have to tell you, I would have liked to have seen more of him before they got rid of him. I think one area the Giants have been a little short in recent years is, you know, getting rid of guys before they know exactly what they're getting rid of. Case in point, Adam Duvall. How would Adam Duvall look in that lineup right now? Maybe they wouldn't be crying so much about a lack of power. And so I'm not saying Arroyo is going to develop into a perennial all-star, but I personally think he's going to be an above-average player and, somebody who would have been more of the solution and not the problem. But as I'm sure some of their front office people would say, this is the cost of doing business. You have to give up somebody good to get somebody good, and so they have to give up Arroyo.
Obviously, we'll see over the length of Longoria's remaining contract how this trade plays out, but I would think in 2018 at least he's going to give the team an offensive lift over at third base that they didn't have in 2017. So the question is, what's next for this team? Because there's still some holes. Obviously, they've been in on a whole lot of outfielders, from Giancarlo Stanton on the trade market to other guys in free agency. And now you're hearing rumors of Jay Bruce, Lorenzo Cain. Are they pretty much set on getting one of these guys that's available on the free agent market at some point here before spring training breaks?
At some point, yeah. At some point, they have to get somebody. If they come back with that same outfield, well, of course, it won't be the same outfield because the North span is gone, but they've got to make some upgrades. They really do. Center field is a big, big place at AT&T Park, and nobody on the roster can adequately cover it right now. They're going to get somebody, Steven Duggar can cover it, but, he has yet to prove himself in the majors. So, as a one-year stopgap, they may, look to somebody to help out there.
All right, and we will see what will happen. Jay Bruce obviously would not be a guy that could play center field, but Lorenzo Cain can track them down still, even though he's getting into his 30s now. All right, five questions facing the Giants. You have this story up on the site right now, Chris. I wanted to go through them and kind of get your thoughts on each of them. You've proposed the questions. I want to hear possible answers. One of them is, where will the runs come from? Longoria obviously helps, but there's still need there.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see them get a hitter who can bat behind Buster Posey, whether it's Longoria or whether it's somebody else, and they get somebody else besides Longoria to hit like sixth or whatever Longoria would have hit. It remains to be seen. But I personally think Buster Posey still hasn't had his best year yet, but we'll never see that kind of year if he doesn't get protection eventually.
All right, up next, who will complete the starting rotation? Obviously, you have three guys that are locks in there, but the fourth and fifth spots should be interesting. Who's going to be in the mix come spring training? They're not going to go outside the organization, it seems like. So these internal candidates are going to battle it out.
That's the way it looks right now, Tim. It seems like you can always get a half-decent quality starter, toward the end of spring. Now, they may wait on that, or they may throw all their support behind the kids, behind Ty Block, Chris Stratton, and Tyler Beatty, the former first-round draft choice from Vanderbilt. So they've got some candidates.
All right, the next question, how's Brandon Belt? And I guess that's a question of the health. How is he doing as he has continued to battle these concussion situations?
That's just it. It's a battle. I think I think Belt will have to prove himself in spring training again, and it may just be a daily thing throughout the whole season, because you never know when that stuff's going to strike, unfortunately. But, no news is good news for right now.
Yeah, and they say the more concussions you get, the easier it is to get them. Baseball, not the biggest sport as far as concussion issues, obviously, next to more contact sports like football. But still, you see guys have struggled with this throughout the years. And once you get into that situation, they can really linger. But hopefully the winter does him some good, and Belt could, because he's certainly a guy who could help that offense as well. All right, who's on the hot seat is the next question. Now, this is a franchise that's obviously had so much success over recent years, but 2017, such a down year. Bruce Bochy, I would think, is pretty safe as long as he wants to be safe running the team. So who is on the hot seat for this team?
Well, I think he kind of hit it on the head. If they suffer another 90-loss season, there are going to be some cries for Bobby Evans' head, even though it's maybe not that all that fair. How often are these firings fair anyway, though, Tim, you know? But another bad season, Bobby may hear it from upper management. Whether Brian Sagan would continue to assume his advisory role, I'm not sure. But he's been a lot more vocal lately, you know, kind of getting the roar back in his, the teeth back in his roar. So who knows? They may be, looking to him to relead or just plain old lead the club in the future.
The organization has decided not to rebuild right now despite the tough season, but the roster as a whole, Chris, when you look at it, is getting a little bit older. So your last question is, what else should the Giants monitor? And is it just that, keeping an eye on this team and deciding when is the time to kind of turn things and shift for the future as opposed to necessarily winning right now?
Yes, all of the above. And that's why they have to get rid of Arroyo to get Longoria. It's unfortunate because Christian was one of those guys who could have stepped in at some point. So there's one fewer guy who can. Maybe they have a couple other third basemen, maybe Ryder Jones, maybe somebody else who can play third base. But, I would have liked to have seen Christian get a shot.
All right, one more thing I want to touch with you on, Chris, is a look back on some of the great years of the Giants, obviously, in recent years, as Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain were nominated for the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. I actually is the first I've learned of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, but I guess 15 of the 170 inductees that are already in that hall have Giants ties, and Lincecum and Cain, interesting. I guess my question about those two guys is Lincecum's obviously the guy with the Cy Young Awards and the great short career that he had there in San Francisco. Cain's very different, even though they were on the same teams. How are those two guys viewed right now as far as Giants fans in the Bay Area go? Because Cain had a longer run there and kind of went out in a great way with the Giants, whereas Lincecum's career obviously fizzled out a little earlier than a lot of people thought it might.
It fizzled out, Tim, but when I talk to players, just a mere mention of Tim Lincecum's name among Giants players and coaches and manager Bruce Bochy puts a smile on their face. It's just uncanny. And with fans, maybe it's more emotional. That guy is absolutely loved here in the Bay Area. You know, if he does go on a comeback, and if for some odd reason or combination of circumstances, planets are aligned and the stars and the moons and whatever, and he somehow, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but somehow re-signed with the Giants, even if it was in a minor role, garbage relief time or something like that, fans would be ecstatic. They would be.
Yeah, he was so good. Obviously, starting for championship teams, but then what he did out of the bullpen, too, on that later championship was something special for that team. All right, great stuff, Chris, as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Giants edition. For Chris Haft, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.